if there's no other further business, we're going to go ahead.
Well, wait, wait.
Okay, Don.
You know, I could just think of the things that I'm able to buy in that. There was a fire truck that went through in the 1990s and for $2,500.
Wow.
So I'm wondering if it needs, you know, do we have a need for something like that? I mean, if it comes up, I mean, you can't find it for that.
Well, if you see something like that, let's do a quick call and talk about it.
Look at it.
But there's another consideration, though.
If you have one, you're taking on liability then, a fire responsibility.
Well, this is a good thing to have, I think, for backup. I don't know how many gallons they hold for, you know, like if you had a plug in the tank or something.
Yeah, I think if you had a good water tender with maybe 2,000 gallon water tender with a Honda pump attached to it, with a, you can run a couple lines, hose lines off, and you could use that for watering the roads if you had to water roads for grading.
Water
or you
livestock.
Could use it. Yeah, taking out water for livestock. I think something more like along those lines would be more.
That's the best fire protection.
It's good. Yeah, I agree with you, Dave. I've been in. I understand. There are resources out there that handle it. I think something along those lines, I think, would be more beneficial to the ranch. Anyway. Okay.
We do not have a signed contract.
Not a board member.
Paid.
Paid employee.
Employee.
She's not a board member.
We can't. We'd have to.
No. No. She's not a board member. Yeah, it's a different.
A different situation.
Exactly, because then that money is worth twice as much because it's non-taxed.
I don't know if that's twice. As much.
Well, you know what I mean, but it's still. No.
Chicken pussy.
No. I would say no. And I would say double no, considering we need to work on.
She said waiting on
No.
So if she needs to pay.
Just pay her fee. Like everybody else. She wants to get on the board too.
Sorry, what's that again?
Do we know that this particular day?
Well, we can discuss that. I don't think that's an item we need to decide right now, but we're signing her agreement. We need to sign that, yes. So that'll be me, Barbara?
We're handing out samples.
I'm sorry, I'll have to sign the agreement for the ranch. Is that what you're saying?
Are you talking about her? Oh,
her agreement?
Talk about that. We got the contract for these guys over there.
I need to sign there also.
All three of them. One for you, one for them, and one for Linda. Right here they are. If anybody would like to read these, I think everybody got them.
I've already seen them.
Yeah, there they are. Would you just sign those, John? These guys have already signed them.
Yes.
I tried to get you the other day whenever you come over, and then we have to.
Okay, appreciate that.
And then,
she's going to see what that goes to.
Okay. Don, you can fill us in if you want to. That's fine. There's some other equipment that we may want to purchase in the future, and I know that Paul and I have discussed it, and I think Dustin, we've said this before, maybe a thing like a Polaris or a Rhino or something where that can have some capacity to haul hay or other vehicles, something a little more fuel efficient for just running around ranch. Obviously, it's nothing we can do this year, but we need to set money aside for things like that, and that's another budget item as far as reserve accounts that we could still address. Need to be thinking along those lines.
One last thing you guys need to think about, too, is that newsletter. You've got to ask for nominations for the positions that are going to be vacant, and you need to know how many positions are going to be vacant.
Yeah.
So you'll figure that out.
Yeah. Thank you. I will. If I don't, I'll have questions. At this time, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting until